The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
There's an interesting way of doing two things that if you're a bit of a runner, if you're a jogger, you can call yourself a plogger. And a plogger is a jogger who picks up litter during a run. And there's groups of ploggers around. Roisin Sheeran is a member of one of those groups. Good morning to you, Roisin.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. So the name of your group is Friends of the Canal. Tell me about your group.
We're the Friends of the Grand Canal. We meet the first Saturday every month at Leeson Street Bridge, and we get litter pickers and we go out and we pick litter out of the canal.
That's fantastic. Are you doing this while you're jogging?
No. We're a separate entity to the ploggers. I believe Rosanna Davidson is a plogger. Mm-hmm. The ploggers is a growing thing. I just found out about recently, but I'm more of a walker than a jogger.
You're a walker and a jogger. And do you find then that when you go up along the canal, is there a lot of rubbish?
There is. There's an awful lot. During summer especially, there are a lot of parties along the canal and people throw a lot of rubbish into the canal, even though there are bins there. Plus, a lot of rubbish gets washed down. People just tend to use the canal as a rubbish bin a lot of the time.
It's such a shame, isn't it? Because it's such a beautiful natural entity that we have running through the city.
And
it's terrible to see it, I always think. What are the kind of things that you see then in the canal and on the side of the banks?
Well, cigarette butts are a huge thing, obviously. The filters are made with plastic, and they're also lead and arsenic, so they're highly poisonous and highly toxic, and people do throw them away very casually, plus there are cigarette boxes and cigarette lighters, smoking paraphernalia. But plastic bottles, plastic bottle caps, polystyrene, plastic cups, polystyrene cups, crisp packets, sweet packets, packaging, just everything and anything. Baby wipes, which are, generally speaking, about 80% plastic, they're another thing. So it's just full of traffic bollards are a good one as well. Yeah.
And you do this, you get together once a month. Or no, sorry, the first Saturday of every month.
The first Saturday of every month, yeah. There are lots of other groups around as well, and there are a lot of beach cleaning groups. There's a group called Florence and the Beach Cleaners. Kinvara in the West, they're trying to create a plastic-free village altogether, apart from picking up plastic, just not using plastic in the first place. There's a lot going on.
And how many in your group, Roisin, when you get together, how many of you would there be?
It seems to be growing all the time. And the last time we met last month, there were 70 people. So
that's incredible.
I'm not sure how many it'll be tomorrow, but it's definitely growing.
That's a proper little army, isn't it, really?
It is.
And what do people say when they see you? Because, you know, at the weekend, a lot of people around, wandering tourists and all the rest of it. Do people engage with you and ask you what you're doing?
It attracts a lot of attention, and people ask how they can get involved as well. It's definitely a growing movement.
Do you feel that we are, in general, as a society, starting to get a bit better, even though what you describe is actually it's awful to hear that there's all sorts of rubbish in the canal, but are we, in general, getting a bit better?
I think it's creeping into people's consciousness, but a lot of people will come up and say, thank you and you're great, but they might not actually get involved themselves. I think it would be great if more and more, if everybody picked up some plastic just every day, that would make an enormous difference. I mean, there are millions of people in the world. If all those millions of people picked up a piece of plastic, that's going to make a difference.
What do you do with the rubbish then once you've collected it? Where does it go?
We get bags from the council, blue bags, and we leave them beside the bins, and then the council will collect them.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's good. So are you properly, like, geared up for this? Because, you know, I'm just thinking the canal and, you know, all sorts of yucky things around there. I mean, are you wearing gloves or masks or anything?
We're gloves, and we have litter pickers to pick the stuff out. Obviously, you shouldn't try and, you know, don't put yourself in any danger when you're picking up rubbish. Mm. Gloves and litter pickers, and then we sanitise our hands afterwards.
Okay. Well, listen, Roisin, you're meeting tomorrow.
We are, mm-hmm. at 10 o'clock, Leeson Street Bridge. And we pick up the litter for about 2 hours, and it's a very sociable thing to do. And then we meet for a coffee back at the bridge afterwards.
Well, that's a lovely idea. Like you say, you're probably doing a lot of chatting and everything and getting to know people as you're doing it.
Yeah, and a lot of people with the same interest, the environment. Yeah.
Excellent. Roisin, thanks so much, and good luck now tomorrow. Hope you pick up loads. Well, in a way, I kind of think I hope you don't pick up loads, because I hope it's a bit cleaner than it should be. But best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. We'll be picking up plenty, I'm sure.
I'm sure you will. Róisín Sheeran from the Friends of the Grand Canal Group. So they're meeting up tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. on Leeson Street Bridge. If you have a couple of spare hours, maybe in the morning, you might go and help. But in the meantime, see some plastic, pick it up, put it in a bin. We'll take a quick break.